Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of bids meeting to order. First order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana from the Advocate, Official Journal for the state of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 44097 through 44118 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statutes from 1950 as amended. There were no letters of protest for today's sale, and no tracts will be recommended to be withdrawn, and we will proceed with the opening of the bids. Thanks.
Good morning. We did not receive any bids on tracts 44097. We did receive one bid on tract 44098, advertised as 595 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 40 acres. 40 acres. The bidder is GeoTier LLC. GeoTier LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,000. $4,000, or a per acre value of $100. Annual rentals are $2,000. $2,000. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 44099, advertised as 1,397 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 273 acres. 273 acres. The bidder is Oil Land Services, Inc. Oil Land Services, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $97,188. $97,188, or a per acre value of $356. Annual rentals are $48,594. $48,594. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44100 through 44108. We did receive one bid on track 44109, advertised as 1,158 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 142 acres. 142 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $49,700. $49,700, or a per acre value of $350. Annual rentals are $24,850. $24,850. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 44110. We did receive one bid on track 44111, advertised as 2 acres. The bid is for the entire tract, and the bidder is John L. Robertson. John L. Robertson. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $800. $800, or a per acre value of $400. Annual rentals are $400. $400. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 44112, advertised as 17.41 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is John L. Robinson. John L. Robinson. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,964. $6,964, or a per acre value of $400. Annual rentals are $3,482. $3,482. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 44113. We did receive one bid on track 44114, advertised as 6.32 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Beta Land Services, LLC. Beta Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,348.86. $4,348.86, or a per acre value of $688.11. Annual rentals are $2,174.46. $2,174.46. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44115, advertised as 15 acres. And the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Beta Land Services, LLC. Beta Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $10,321.65. $10,321.65, or a per acre value of $688.11. Annual rentals are $5,160.90. $5,160.90. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 44116, advertises 1.69 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Beta Land Services, LLC. Beta Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,162.91. $1,162.91. Or a per acre value of $688.11. Annual rentals are $581.46. $581.46. Royalties are 25%. We received two bids on track 44117. Advertised at 664.42 acres. The first bid is for the entire tract, and the bidder is Beta Land Services, LLC. Beta Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $457,194.05. $457,194.05, or a per acre value of $688.11. Annual rentals are $228,600.35. $228,600.35. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 44117 is a portion containing 64.28 acres. 64.28 acres. The bidder is Anchor Oil and Gas, LLC. Anchor Oil and Gas, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $19,284. $19,284, or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $9,642. $9,642. Royalties are 25%. As additional consideration, this lease is limited in depth from the surface of the earth to the surface depth of 15,000 feet. Lessor specifically reserves herein the right to grant to others the right to locate and drill on the surface of the lands described in this lease and to drill through the depths covered by this lease in order to drill to depths below 15,000 feet or for all other purposes necessary and advisable in connection therewith, including but not limited to the right to install casing and production tubing through the depths covered by this lease. We received one bid on track 44118, advertised as 7.875 acres, and the bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Louisiana Onshore Properties, LLC. Louisiana Onshore Properties, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,813.43. $2,813.43, or a per acre value of $357.26. Annual rentals are $1,406.72. $1,406.72. Royalties are 25%. That will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting. The committee meetings will begin around 9:30. Thank you.
Good morning. The Lease Review Committee will now be called into session. Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Briette, Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Lambert, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Klein, Mr. Height. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting, and I designate Mr. Talbert and Mr. Bradbury to please present the agenda.
Thank you, Chairman Smith, members of the board. I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,743 active leases covering nearly 730,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 136 leases covering approximately 60,000 acres. And of those 136, there are two leases to discuss in more detail today. Let me begin by saying these two leases, as a preference, these two vintage leases are surrounded by Energy 21's deep gas leasehold obtained at the December 2011 lease sale, comprising of some 3,500 state acres. And any deep gas prospect will likely affect the development of these leases. State Lease 797, Grand Isle Block 18, Energy 21 is our lessee. Committee last reviewed this lease on December 11, 2013. The board adopted committee's recommendation to accept Energy 21's report on this lease and that it provide a status update by November 12, 2014. On its progress in developing acreage on State Lease 797 in conjunction with both the shallow oil play and newly acquired ultra deep gas state leasehold. By letter dated November 10, 2014, Energy 21 reported that the shallow oil cap rock play proposed by Luna Exploration will not be going forward because of the death of the principal of that company. A recompletion identified in the 797 number M11 sidetrack 2 to the Q40 sand has been postponed due to a tool stuck in the wellbore. The State Lease 797 number M13 well continues to produce and maintains the lease. Energy 21 seismic reprocessing efforts over the field continue. Staff is recommending accepting Energy 21's report and that Energy 21 provide a status update by December 9, 2015 on activities on affecting the lease. Lastly, 799 Grand Isle Block 16, Energy 21 is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on November 13, 2013. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Energy 21's report on this lease and that it provide a status update by November 9, 2014 on its progress in developing acreage on 799 in conjunction with the newly acquired state leases. By letter dated November 10, 2014, Energy 21 reported has identified an untested fault block in the K4 sand. They're calling it the Ambrister play. The reservoir is estimated at a 4 BCF gas play. A timeline of when the play will be drilled was not provided. The State Lease 799 number B22 and the B5 sidetrack 2, as well as federal wells within the Grand Isle Block 16 state federal unit, continue to produce and maintain this lease. Energy 21 seismic preprocessing efforts over the field continue. Staff is recommending accepting Energy 21's report and that Energy 21 provide by March 11, 2015 a timeline of when the Armbrister play will be drilled and also provide by December 9, 2015 a status update on activities on affecting this lease. Are there any questions? If not, Mr. Bradbury doesn't have anything to report on force majeure.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Is there any public comments at this time?
I make a motion to accept staff's report.
I have a motion from Mr. Arnold, a second from Mr. Cordero. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second from Mr. Arnold. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Tract Evaluation Committee meeting. At this time, we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Bruyette, Mr. Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Lambert? Excuse me. Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Klein? Mr. Height? We have a quorum. Appoint Emil Fine. Good morning, Emil, to present the agenda. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero and committee members. Approval by the board was previously granted to the staff to process and advertise 22 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parishes where the lands are located for today's lease sale. For the December 11, 2013 mineral lease sale, this office received 45 nominations for advertisement. 41 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the February 11, 2015 lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. For the February 12, 2014 mineral lease sale, this office received 44 nominations for advertisement. The staff recommends they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the February 11, 2015 lease sale.
Thank you. I need a motion and second, please. Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment on this item? Comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. That's it?
That's it, sir.
Okay. Motion to adjourn the committee. Motion by Mr. Schutz, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? Any opposed? Committee's adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Take roll for the audit committee. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Morton? Mr. Klein? Mr. Bruyere?
Here.
Mr. Height? With myself, we do have a quorum. Good morning, Rachel. I appoint you as our designee.
Good morning. Thank you. The only item on the agenda this morning is the staff report to the committee that the election for December 2014 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery plant at La Rose and the C. Robin plant at Henry for the terms of the State Tax Code Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Newman. There's no action required on that. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Make a motion to adjourn. Move by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Cordero. Anyone opposed? Here or not, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Morning, Mr. Deck.
Good morning, sir.
Got to find out there with you today, huh? Call to order the legal and title controversy committee. May I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Segura? Mr. Arnold? Mr. Bruyette? Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith? Mr. Klein? Mr. Hike?
Thank
Mr. Chairman, we have 9 members present and a quorum.
Thank you very much. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You present Mr. Heck this morning?
Yeah.
I need you to present, please, sir.
Okay. This, how are y'all doing?
Good. Fine, sir.
Ready for Christmas?
Thank you.
The first item is a number of contingent operating agreements on contested acreage, title contested acreage, that if it's settled or the state wins the lawsuits, then these operating agreements will go into effect. And I'll take them one at a time because they cover different acreage. The first one is for the State Mineral Energy Board and ratified by the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries and the Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Commission and Chesapeake of Louisiana LP. And it covers gives a state production interest of 25% before payout, 27.5% after payout. And it's on, the operating agreement is on 79.951 disputed acres located in Section 11, Township 14 North, Range 12 West in Red River Parish. And it's on the docket for approval as item number 14-46. The second one is between the State Mineral and Energy Board, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and the Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Commission and Chesapeake, Louisiana LP. It carries a state production interest, again, 25% before payout, 27.5% after payout. And it covers 201.987 acres located in Section 13, Township 14 North, Range 12 West. And it's limited to depths below the Cotton Valley Formation. And it's on the docket as item number 14-47. Next one is an operating agreement between the State Mineral and Energy Board and ratified by the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, the Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Commission, and Chesapeake, Louisiana LP, carries the state production interest 25% before payout, 27.5% after payout. It's on 235.424 acres located in Section 15, Township 14 North, Range 12 West in Red River County. 14 North in Red River Parish. It's corrected. Okay. In Red River Parish, it's on the docket, is item number 14-48. Next one is an operating agreement between the State Mineral and Energy Board and hereinafter ratified by the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Commission, and Chesapeake, Louisiana LP. It carries a state production interest of 25% before payout, 27.5% after payout, and it covers 20.001 acres located in Section 12, Township 14 North, Range 12 West, Red River Parish, limited to the depths below the base of the Cotton Valley Formation. It's on the docket as item number 14-49. Next one is an operating agreement with State Mineral and Energy Board and Chesapeake of Louisiana LP. Carries a state production interest of 25% before payout, 27.5% after payout. It covers a tract of 147.408 acres located in Section 14, Township 14 North, Range 12 West in Red River Parish, and it's limited to all depths below the base of the Cotton Valley. It's on the docket as item number 14-50. The next one is an operating agreement between State Mineral and Energy Board and Chesapeake, Louisiana LP, and it carries a state production interest of 25% before payout, 27.5% after payout, and it covers 2.297 acres located in Section 23, Township 14 North, Range 12 West, Red River Parish, lying north of Bayou Pierre, and it's on the docket as item number 14-51. Next one is an operating agreement binding between the State Mineral and Energy Board of Louisiana and Chesapeake, Louisiana LP, and it carries a state production interest of 25% before payout, 27.5% after payout. It covers an operating tract of 79.409 acres located in Section 13, Township 14 North, Range 12 West, and limited to depths below the base of the Cotton Valley in Red River Parish. It's located, it's on the docket as item number 14-52. The next one is an operating agreement binding between the State Mineral and Energy Board, hereinafter ratified by the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Commission, and Chesapeake, Louisiana LP. And it carries a state production interest of 25% before payout, 27.5% after payout. And the operating tract is 142.174 acres located in Section 14, Township 14 North, Range 12 West, Red River Parish. And it's limited to depths below the base of the Cotton Valley Formation. It's on the docket is item number 14-53. The last one is an operating agreement binding between the State Mineral and Energy Board, Louisiana, and the Chesapeake, Louisiana LP. Carries a state production interest of 25% before payout, 27.5% after payout. It's on an operating tract covering 30.118 acres, located in Section 24, Township 14 North, Range 12 West, in Red River Parish, located north of Bayou Pierre. It's on the docket as item 14-54. We ask that all these operating, again, these operating agreements will only go into effect if the state wins the lawsuit on the acreage or there's a compromise. And so we ask the board to approve of these operating agreements.
I move to accept all of those Chesapeake items for approval.
Well, thank you, Mr. Zagura. Do I hear a second? Thank you very much. Any public comment on this motion? Board comment or discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Okay. Item number two is a request by Mineral Ventures, Inc., for authority to negotiate an operating agreement on 30 acres of former state lease number 4724, and it's in the Hoss, H-O-S-S-A-S-U-D, 640-acre unit located in Bienville Parish. The staff does recommend the board grant authority to negotiate this operating agreement and take the acreage unavailable for leasing until June the 10th of 2015 or until an operating agreement is confected and approved by the Mineral Energy Board.
What's the pleasure of the board?
Excuse me?
We need a motion on that one, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Chair will entertain a motion. Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Do I hear a second?
Here.
Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Any public comment on the matter? Any board comment or discussion on the matter? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. I apologize to Mr. Brouillet for not making it a matter of record his second to the first item that we had this morning. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Next item, please, Mr. Heck. I'm sorry, we had a little housekeeping here.
That's okay. Item number three is a request by Greehy and Company, LTD, for authority to negotiate an operating agreement on acreage of former state operating agreement A0261 in Coquille Bay in Plaquemine Parish, Louisiana. Staff recommends that they be given authority to negotiate the operating agreement and that the acreage be taken out of commerce and deemed unavailable for leasing until June the 10th of 2015 or until an operating agreement is confected and approved by the Mineral and Energy Board.
What's your pleasure? The board. Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the motion. I hear a second. Thank you, Mr. Darrell Smith, for the second. Any public comment on the motion? Any board comment or discussion? Any board objection? Hear none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Next item or an executive session involves three lawsuits. One is Marlin Coastal LLC versus State of Louisiana et al. It's on the docket. It's item 651-436. 24th Judicial District in Jefferson Parish. Second item is JGC Energy Development, USA, Inc. versus State of Louisiana et al. It's on the docket as item 683-111 of the 24th Judicial District in Jefferson Parish. Third item is JGC Energy Development, USA, Inc. versus State of Louisiana et al. On the docket is item 683-873 of the 24th Judicial District, Jefferson Parish. These items are all in executive session.
Thank you, Mr. Beck. Chair recognizes Mr. Zagura.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I understand that there's a somewhat lengthy presentation concerning those items 4A through C. And so maybe we could, I'd like to make a motion to recess the Legal and Title Controversy Committee and finish out our other committees, the docket, and then we can come back to this so that if anyone's waiting for other things on the docket, they can.
Chair, here, second.
Second.
Thank you for a second, please. Fine. Any objection? Any public comment on the motion? Any board comment or objection to the motion? Here, none. The motion carries. We'll be at recess. Thank you.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to call the Docket Review Committee to order. Roll call. Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Bruyette. Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Lambert. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders.
Right.
Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Klein here. Mr. Height. Okay, we have a quorum of the board, and I appoint Mr. Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the docket recommendations.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Staff recommends board approval for the following items on the Category A state agency leases, items 1 through 4. We recommend approval. Under Category B, state lease transfers, we recommend approving items 1 through 7. We're requesting to defer item 8 has to do with the discrepancy in the description. Requesting to approve items 9 through 16. Approve item 17, subject to the approval of the governor. Approve items 18 and 19. Approve items 20 through 31, subject to the approval of the governor. And approve item 31. Under Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers, request that that item number 1 be approved. And finally, under Category D, advertised proposals, recommend approving items 1 through 14, and this will complete the staff's recommendation to the Docket Review Committee.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Fontenot. Are there any public comments to the staff recommendations? Are there any board comments? Do I have a motion to accept staff recommendations?
Sanders.
I have a motion from Mr. Sanders. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Mr. Segura. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the staff recommendations are approved. Do I have a motion to adjourn the docket review committee?
Move, Sanders.
Motion by Mr. Sanders and a second from Mr. Morton. All in favor, please to adjourn. Please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. The docket review committee is now adjourned.
Make a motion to reopen Legal and Title.
Second, Sanders.
We'll reopen. So, I believe we need a vote to go into executive session, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, make a motion to go into executive session on the items previously discussed.
Second.
Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're in executive session. Thank you. I believe we're going across the hall. Okay.
Happy.
understand some. The chair would entertain a motion to go back into regular session. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Thank you very much. Do I hear a second? Thank you, Mr. Smith. Any objection? None. Go ahead, Mr. Egg.
After the presentation by counsel for the board, the staff recommends that no action be taken at this time because obviously there are other players in the game, and until all the issues are together and before the board cannot act. So the staff would recommend no action at this time.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I would request that we actually go into recess with legal and title until we can get proper wording of a motion that we want to make.
I'm sorry, until we hear what?
We're waiting on proper wording for a motion that Mr. Hyde would like to make. So if we can go to recess for legal and title and go into our regular board meet at mineral lease sale. Come right back out, please.
I don't have any problem. Thank you, Mo.
I'm not sure that's necessary after Mr. Heck's statement. I was waiting for some direction from someone, and that someone is
in that case, I'll change my motion to a motion to adjourn legal and title.
That's okay. Whatever. I have no emotion, is what I'm saying.
Make a motion to adjourn legal and title.
Thank you.
Second.
Any objection? No.
And no further issues on legal and title.
Thank you, sir. Who's up next?
I believe that's it for the committee. We go ahead and start the lease sale. Your roll call, please.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Briette?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith? Mr. Klein? Mr. Hike?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, we have 9 members present and a quorum.
Thank you. Item 2 is to approve the November 12, 2014 minutes. Do you have a motion, please, to approve?
Second.
It's been moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to accepting the minutes? Hearing none. The motion carries. Item 3 is to approve the committee recommendations. A, lease review committee. B, nomination and track committee. C, audit committee. D, legal and title controversy committee. And E, docket review committee.
Move. Sanders.
I have a motion by Mr. Sanders to approve the committee recommendations.
Second.
Second by Mr. Segura. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Does anyone oppose? Hearing none, the committee recommendations are approved. Item 4 is to go to executive session to discuss technical briefing of the leases. I have a motion, please.
Move.
Moved by Segura. Second by Mr. Bruyere. Any comments or questions from the public or from the board? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're in executive session to discuss the leases. I'll accept a motion to come out of executive session.
Move, Sanders.
Move by Mrs. Sanders, second by Mrs. Segura. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're out of executive session. Mr. Vaughn, you can make a presentation, please.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. On track number 44117, we had two bids. The staff recommends the bid by Beta Land Services be accepted. This was a bid for the entire track. All of the other tracks receiving bids, we recommended that those bids be accepted. Thank you.
Thank you. Heard of staff's report and recommendations. Have a motion, please.
I move to accept staff's recommendations.
Second, Sanders.
Move by Ms. Segura, second by Mrs. Sanders. To accept staff's recommendation. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, that motion passes. Item six, we have a mineral production report. Mineral production report. It's in our folders.
Right, the mineral production report will be, and a link to it will be emailed to all the board members following the meeting today, and we encourage you to look at it. There's a wealth of information in there about royalties, bonuses, the amount of production, and all the details of the money we've received so far this fiscal year in comparison to prior fiscal years. And other announcements, we have a new employee we'd like to introduce today. Kelly Brown. Kelly, please stand up. She is a new auditor in our royalty reporting section, and we're glad to have her on staff.
Good morning.
Welcome aboard.
Good morning. Welcome.
Finally, the total for today's lease sale is $634,492.90, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to just under $5.1 million.
How many million?
5.1.
All right, thank you. I take a motion. Have a motion to adjourn, please. Move by Mr. Klein, second by Mr. Hike. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you. Y'all have a good Christmas.